The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the following program do not necessarily represent those of Mark Radio, The Shepherd, or its advertisers.
From the studios of the Shepherd Radio Network, it's Afternoons with Mike. This next hour is all about our walk with Jesus, with local pastors, newsmakers, people who are making a difference for the gospel. Now, here is your host, Mike Gilland.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome to the Friday edition of Afternoons with Mike. I have with me on the line my good friend Noah Wilbanks, the FCA director up in the Gainesville area, North Central Florida, FCA. My goodness, what a recent event we had up there with the big kickoff classic. And that was a wonderful time. We're going to have interviews today from that. But first of all, welcome back to the program, Noah.
Hey, Mike, I am so glad to be on your show. Praise the Lord. So great to hear from you. And just thank you for having me.
Well, it's always fun to talk with you and to see the great things that not only is FCA all about, but you and the fine team up there in Gainesville. And I say up there because as I'm talking with you today, I'm in Orlando, but it was my great privilege to be at the big event that you had, the fall, first annual, I might add, Fall Football Classic. The kickoff classic for FCA's new year, and that was held at the Anthem Church Auditorium. And boy, where did this idea come from, man, to do something like this?
Well, Mike, I just, you know, there's just such a hunger in our area, you know, with our coaches and our athletes and our students. And I had the experience of doing this in South Florida and realized what could happen when everybody came together and just put down their jerseys or, you know, their titles and just let's kick off this school year and this sports year the right way, you know, which is coming together and hearing a powerful message on Christ and feeding them a good meal. And, you know, as I went out and spoke to a bunch of coaches and it said, listen, you know, this will be a fantastic team builder. And, you know, there's a bunch of coaches of faith that have tremendous influence in our area. And, you know, they just love the idea of just starting the year off and saying, look, you know, I'd love to go down there and have a great meal and support FCA. And more importantly, just have our kids be a part of that program. And we had some fantastic dynamic speakers with Frank Reynoso, one of the most sought out camp speakers in the nation, and obviously a local influencer here in Shannon Snell, former 3-time All-American at University of Florida that loves the Lord. So, it was just such a great response. And I think, you know, this is something that we can just build within the culture of North Central Florida, that every year we all can come together before the school year starts, pray, you know, seek the Lord and hear his word. And most importantly, the gospel, you know, and hear the gospel message, which I felt, and hopefully you felt the same way, Mike, was very, very clear, you know, that night. And over 430 attended that night. So, we got a lot of work to do, but we just want to thank God for his grace, you know, on that event and just the support that we had from our local coaches, athletes, and students.
Do you have any idea? I know you said 430 in attendance. Do you have any idea how many coaches there were in attendance?
You know, Mike, I don't have an exact number, but you remember that part of the night.
We
honor our coaches. So one of the best parts of the night, and I think you'll agree with me, is when we asked all the coaches early in the program to come up and stand in front of the stage, and it went from one side of the room to the other side of the room.
I'm thinking 30 to 40, yeah, maybe more?
Maybe even more than that. I would probably go on to 50 in. And so, you know, it wasn't just the head coaches. You had a bunch of the assistant coaches and trainers, and, you know, when they came up and stood in front of their kids, the kids went nuts.
They did.
Electricity. You know, and it was just, you know, all the phone calls they make, all the extra hours. I mean, obviously they're not, you know, it's nice to have money, you know, for them to receive compensation from that. But, you know, they do it because they love the young men. They love the young women. And there's just such a, you know, a bigger platform than sports, than just, you know, winning ball games.
You know, I had a chance to talk to coaches like Coach Monty Van and also Ed Johnson and Greg Harper, some of the coaches there from that area, and they're all excited. A lot of the coaches that brought their kids literally loaded the kids up in a school bus from practice. So the kids are showing up in their practice uniforms, and they're showing up and getting an awesome meal. You guys partnered with one of my favorite barbecue places around, Sonny's Barbecue, and they just put on quite the spread for you, didn't they?
Yeah, I just want to thank Sonny's. I mean, that they just were willing to, you know, step in there and partner with us to reach our coaches and, you know, reach our athletes. And, you know, I sat down with their leadership and shared what it could be. You know, it was just vision and some pictures and a dream, I guess that's safe to say. And, you know, they saw it and the Lord gave us favor and they said, you know what, we're going to partner with you on this. And we love to get in there and reach our own community and, you know, tell them that they're made for more than just, you know, winning games and, you know, going to school and the normal. I was just excited. I was just to see it all come together, Mike, was really just a blessing. And their executives were there to be a part of it. And everybody went into that building with full bellies and,
yeah.
It was just exciting to see. And I think Anthem too, Mike, that they'd open their doors, provide volunteers and, you know, really, you know, they were a sponsor as well, you know, toward the event that they'd willing to lock arms with us to help us, you know, serve our local coaches and athletes.
They were absolutely tremendous hosts, and thank you so much, Anthem. Also, just want to say that you're right. When you say Frank Reynoso is a well-known, highly sought-after speaker, and that is for good reason, because he just literally rung the bell that night with a message, and out of the 400-plus in attendance, of course, the greatest amount of those being students, student-athletes, football players, how many responded to that call for salvation?
Yeah, we had 119 that actually filled out the cards and, you know, that made those decisions for the Lord. And, you know, Mike, if you sit down and would have read the comments with us, I tell you, man, a tear would have ran down your face.
Mm.
It really was an eye-opener for us. You know, it just gave the, you know, the students, the athletes, an opportunity to write something down on the paper, you know, what they're experiencing, what they were going through, what, you know, what God meant for them. And, man, it was really an eye-opener. And we knew that there's a heart, you know, there's a tremendous need in our community, you know, and everybody's looking for truth. And we know that Christ is truth. And, the encounters that they were able to have that night was, it just makes it all worthwhile. You know, all the phone calls, the visits, the, you know, everything, and the feedback from the coaches as well, Mike, not just the student athletes, you know, so we, you know, the calls of appreciation of, you know, man, this really meant a lot to our kids, or this really meant a lot to our team, or, you know, our coaches really just, you know, we just had a coaching meeting. We brought this up, you know, go ahead and count us in for 2022. You know,
wow.
These were the responses we were getting, you know, that, but yeah, we had 119 decisions for the Lord, for Christ. We've got comments and we've got a whole bunch of work to do, Mike.
But, that's incredible, man.
Yeah. So we're excited and, you know, we're rolling our sleeves up here in FCA land with our staff, with our, you know, our partner churches, and then obviously our huddle leaders, you know, and coaches that go with us, because it's going to take a village to make sure that we're really responding to this in the right way. And, you know, and they're already talking about 2022 and we're just like, yeah, we're all in for that. We're excited for that time to come, but we've got a big, big responsibility right now with, you know, what God's entrusted us with, you know, tonight and these phone cards and every one of these names that were written down on the card. You know, we've got a great responsibility, you know, well, to respond to this.
Well, I know you will. And it was a great time when you have 25% of the crowd, of a big crowd, responding for Jesus. That is a great night. And I just want to say, man, I'm proud of you. Thank you, all of the great members of your team up there, for putting on one of the most fun events to be part of. We're going to be posting on our Shepherd Facebook page today some of the pictures from that night, and you'll be able to see those. So be sure and check that out, friends. And Noah, thank you so much for the job that you do, not just for big events like this, but 24/7, 365, all the time, man. You're always after it, and I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. And Mike, I want to thank you for taking your time out to come and, you know, capture these stories and share this message, you know, and I'm very grateful always for you, Mike. and grateful for our relationship. So thank you.
You got it, my friend, Noah Wilbanks. And we're going to have some great interviews for you to enjoy, starting with the man that he talked about, the All-American from Florida that went on to play for the Dallas Cowboys. This is Shannon Snell. It's a thrill to be sitting here with Shannon Snell, former Gator, an All-American, former Dallas Cowboy, and current FCA board member, and your work on the national the FCA front. And we just love this organization so much. Welcome to the Shepherd.
Thank you. I appreciate being here. This is just so such a blessing, being around such a great group, being around some high school athletes that really want to find God and really want them to come into their heart. So I'm totally excited about this.
Well, tell me a little bit about your Gator experience.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Tampa, and I've always been a Gator. My mom was a Seminole. My dad was a Wisconsin Badger, so there was a house divided there. But I just fell in love with Gainesville. I fell in love with the Gators and Coach Steve Spurrier. So, you know, after that, I felt like it was a match made in heaven, and God drove me here, and I ended up in Gainesville, which was just totally amazing.
It is so great to have people like yourself who spent those college years here.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. And it really is about the area. It's always taking care of the community. And, you know, the community cheered us on for 4 years of our lives. So, you know, if we had the opportunity to have such a big platform to come back and to give back to the community, that's what we were supposed to do. And that's what we're supposed to do as Gators.
So when you look back over your experience here, what were some of the most notable games? What were some of the most notable experiences that you had?
I mean, obviously, just being a part of walking out into the swamp for the very first time, 90,000 people, that is just awe-inspiring. You never know what it's like until that first game hits. And, you know, just some of the experiences, some of the games. I mean, every game was special. Every game that you were able to kind of run out in front of that crowd and, you know, that God gave us the ability to put on those pads and to play some football. That was just, it was nothing like it. It was probably some of the greatest times of my entire life.
You know, it has to be something that you never forget. And I've been in the swamp when you guys would run out, and just seeing that, I'm trying to imagine what it's like from your perspective. It's got to be loud.
It is loud. I mean, it is one of the most incredible experiences that you think about the most incredible experience that you've ever had, with goosebumps times that by 10, because walking out and running out in front of those people just cheering you on, it's just a humbling fact that you had made it to that point, and you get the chance to perform in front of all those people. It really is nothing like it.
Shannon, tell me about your walk with God. How did that begin? What were some of the big factors?
You know, it's funny, as I came to the University of Florida, I joined FCA, and I, you know, it's funny that I found my wife there. I actually found out who Christ was there, and it's been a long, long journey for me and my family, and, you know, bumps along the way, but, you know, I'm in such a great place with my family, and we love God, and, you know, my kids are now in, you know, youth, and they're mentoring at Greenhouse Church here in Gainesville, so I'm so proud of them that we were able to give them such a great base to start off with, and they're growing so much in their faith as well.
As you work with FCA right now, what are some of your responsibilities?
You know, just mentoring to some of these younger kids, and that is really a big thing, because, you know, I had such a big platform and I did so many things in my life, which I want to be humble about this, is that God gave me this platform. I want to be able to speak to these kids and kind of speak his existence into what they do and what they do moving forward. I think there's nothing better than that. So they get started off on a great base and progress throughout their lives.
You get to work with a lot of young athletes, and you see them on a daily basis, and the world in which they live is somewhat different than what you probably encountered when you were their age. What are they facing from your perspective?
You know, it's a lot more pressure. You got to think about the age of social media and things that happen, and, you know, everything that they do at the one given time could end up on the internet 20 seconds later. So, you know, it's for them, it's being more aware. And, you know, actually for myself, it's definitely a blessing to try to connect the past with the future and try to find a middle ground, so these kids understand that, you know, everything they do is under a microscope, but that doesn't mean that their vision or that what God has intended for him for them is not, no different than what it was for myself 21 years ago.
What are you looking forward to for this night tonight? This is a big night, over 400 kids expected to come.
You know, it's just sharing my experiences, sharing where I'm from. And, you know, ultimately, I don't want to be just another guy that comes up and speaks, because I was in their same shoes 21 years ago. I want them to be able to take away something and realize that there's a bigger plan for their lives, whether it be athletics or not. But they have a big stage to really impact the next person, which I really want them to understand tonight.
What is the biggest need that FCA would have across the country right now?
It's getting people involved. It's understanding where FCA is. I mean, I think sometimes it has become a cliche of FCA and Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I think these kids need to understand as it needs to be a movement among these younger kids, because the younger kids are going to be the older generation 20 years from now, 30 years from now, to build people up to understand that Jesus Christ is somebody that sacrificed everything for them, and that they're in such a big platform that they have the opportunity to really get his words out like his followers did years and years ago.
What's ahead for you in the next couple of years?
You know, whatever the Lord guides me to. You know, right now I'm working with Sonny's Barbecue as their brand ambassador. God drove me towards that, and this is where I am, and I've been having such a great time doing it. You know, I had football, and I think he just given me this platform to really kind of pour into people, you know, whether it be these younger FCA athletes or whether it be older people, that it's just a blessing to be able to pour into people, to talk to people. My life doesn't get any better than this.
Well, when you think about football, Sonny's Barbecue, and getting to work with kids in FCA, that's a power punch trio right there.
I mean, God, and then athletes, and then barbecue. What's better than that? I really don't know if there is. So,
hey, Shannon, thank you so much for being with me here today.
Thank you.
My joy to be talking to Coach Ed Johnson from the Newberry High School. Coach, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, this is a big event, and it's coming from what some of the people I've talked to, they're saying it's coming at the perfect time. I mean, right at the beginning of football season, and all of Florida is happy that football season's here.
Definitely, we're happy, and, you know, it's always the right time to be in the Lord's house. Anytime we get to praise him and give him his glory, it's a good day for us.
When I think about the role that FCA plays in not only gathering these big events like camps and things like that, but I'd like to talk for a moment, you being on the campus there at Newberry, what is that like to have an organization like FCA right there?
It's immeasurable, the impact that FCA has on our campus personally. You know, Coach Harris, our FCA leader on campus, does a great job. You know, we meet weekly Friday mornings, every morning. We get to pray. We get to, you know, do some Bible devotional stuff. And, you know, we have packed rooms, you know, pretty much every single Friday. You know, a little bit more when you have donuts and, you know, freebies. But you get kids to come out, and, you know, that may be the only time they get to hear the gospel, you know, that week. You know, and it's important that they get to hear it.
What are some of the stories that bubble to your mind up front when you think about the kids that you've seen be impacted through the ministry of FCA?
You can see the changes. You know, you can kind of see kids that don't have that structure, didn't grow up necessarily in a church, and, you know, the more they're around us, the more they're in FCA, you kind of see that development. You see them become better people. They're more considerate, more caring, and it helps with the whole high school.
So basically, it's a club that they get to take part in, and they're called a huddle, of course, in the school campus.
Yes.
And it is something that is like an area, it's a safe zone for a lot of young people who are trying to do the right thing, who are trying to walk the walk of a believer in a otherwise what can be an intimidating environment.
High school can be very intimidating, and, you know, the kids that come to us, you know, it is a safe zone, as you said, and they can come there and express their feelings, and, you know, we want, you know, loving on Jesus to be cool again, you know, and we tell them that, and they take what we do in the huddles, and they take it out to their friends that maybe don't come as much, and, you know, we get, you know, it's a connection, and it grows.
Now, you know, when you look at your own kids there and those in the school, not necessarily even tied to the football program, but when you look around and realize that they are facing what they face every day with social media, with all the crazy stuff that's going on in the world today, what is the general mood for a kid just coming, let's say, as a freshman to Newberry?
They're lost. I think, you know, that's, you know, majority of the kids coming in ninth grade, they're lost. So you get to take sports and, you know, God, and you kind of combine the two, and it kind of makes the transition a lot easier for them going through the next 4 years of high school.
It's well said. Thank you very much for being with us here on the program.
Thank you so much for having me. God bless.
We're going to be back with more interviews, including Frank Reynoso, coming up in just a moment right here on The Shepherd. Listen, we all know in business nowadays, one of the hardest things to get right is your social media advertising. We all struggle with this, right? Trying to get content, good content at that, always struggling with your phone, never understanding the settings, and then when you finally post the picture or video, it looks terrible. Well, I'm about to let you in on a little secret in how to make this problem simply go away. I'm talking about Boundless Drone Services. Let me tell you, Boundless Drone Services takes away all the stress. Brian and his team are ready to help you create awesome video content of your next corporate event, training, or educational video. Or maybe you'd like to do what we did at Mark Radio and have them highlight the wonderful team that you have working for you. At Boundless Drone Services, they really can do it all. Contact them today at 407-601-2438 or go directly to their website at boundlessdroneservices.com to see how they can help you take your business to the next level in marketing. Hey, it's so great to have a man that I first heard years ago, Frank Reynoso. He is a national speaker, a camp speaker for FCA. You do this all over the country, right?
I have had the privilege of going many places to preach the gospel, and but primarily up and down the East Coast. And I've been doing this for, I've been ministering for 29 years and been with FCA for almost 20.
Wow. This organization, it's really unparalleled in my mind from other clubs, which we're grateful for all clubs, but there just seems to be something different about the success ratio and the endurance of FCA. It's been going on for many, many years now, and it's actually growing right now in its importance on our high school campuses.
Absolutely. I think it's just unique in the sense that it fuses passions, and the greatest passion is Jesus Christ. And when you get around people and they're expressing passion on the court, on the field, you know, in the locker room, the amount of work that it takes to be good as an athlete or a coach, and then to come and match that passion with the passion of Christ for life and for helping you help others, I think it's just a match that's been made, you know, by the Lord in heaven and allows us to kind of connect with people and help them walk through their challenges.
Now, with your travels and with the fact that you do speak at a lot of camps, this past year has been kind of crazy for everybody. How did the pandemic impact what you do?
It was brutal, man, to be honest with you. And, you know, I average, I got a reputation amongst FCA because I do, you know, pretty much from June to August, I do about 15, 20 camps. And it's about every year, by the end of the year, I'm just tired, fatigued. And last year, I didn't do one camp. There was zero camps. There was three renegades that's like, we're going to do it. And, you know, last minute, they'll get canceled for whatever reason, processing protocol on campuses or coaches just not able to get their kids out or whatever. But thank God this year is picking up. And, you know, through FCA, the good thing about is the relationships that we build. So even though we wasn't able to do camps out like we typically did it, we were still connecting with people virtually and you know, loving on the coaches because, you know, that's what we do. We realize that prominent ministry is going to take place when you work to the coach and then you work through the coach.
You know, we're so grateful around here that we had Don Malden for so many years leading, and I know you're a friend and worked with him, now with Noah Wilbanks leading North Central Florida FCA department. It's blowing and going right now.
It is, man, and Don Malden's a legend, man. He, you know, he started a couple of camps out that really transformed so many lives. I mean, look, when I tell you that I've had a chance to lead thousands of kids, I mean, who says that? Where do we get to say that? That thousands of kids have come to the altar and accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and begin their journey. And so in this day and age, particular with, you know, some like racial tension and all these things, not when we do these FCA camps. We got kids of all different shades and backgrounds, rich, poor, black, brown, white kids, and we see them come together and we tell them, we reinforce that mix. God is the God of all, right? He's the God of all colors. And to see these guys transform, and now with Noah Wilbanks, you know, he's the new guy up here, but he ain't new to the game. Used to go down to Miami with Noah, and Noah would take me to schools where you walk through the front gate and they lock the gate. you know, with chain and a padlock. And I'm like, man, y'all going to open that up or what, you know? But, you know, so the kids won't sneak out. But we'll get in there and we start preaching Jesus to them by way of sport. And we make the connection through sport. And then we share the love of God. Who's going to fight that?
How did you get into doing this? What was your call from God?
Well, you know, for me, and I'm share a little bit of that tonight, but for me, I was a kid. I grew up in New York City in the Bronx, and I loved sports. That was an escape from our poverty. You know, you throw the ball against the wall. You know, you throw a ball in the garbage can, and you start competing, and I love sports. But my neighborhood was really rough, and I grew up in the 70s and the 80s in New York City, and there was just a lot of gang violence and crack and AIDS and all. I mean, New York was a hot mess at that time, and so I got pulled away from sports and wound up, you know, living a life of a prodigal lifestyle, just living out, you know, doing crimes and things like that, getting incarcerated, you know, but when I was 23 years old, I escaped from New York and, you know, came down and accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And what I thought I lost by being in the locker rooms, in the fields with people, I was able to regain through the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and now serve these young men and women and tell them, hey, man, stay focused, listen to your coaches, start a relationship with Jesus and be all that he created you to be.
You were alluding to the fact that you've had just an amazing amount of success as a speaker at these large camps where there would be literally hundreds of people there, and it seems like they all come to the front to pray. Yeah. And that's got to be just a mind-boggling experience.
It is. It is. I mean, sometimes you go back and, you know, you take a picture on your little cell phone and you share it with people, and it's really hard to capture what the Lord is doing, particularly when we get around like these football camps and so many young men from urban environments, inner cities, you know, growing up without dads, and you're able to kind of share with them that there's a Heavenly Father that wants to adopt them and love on them. And so, you know, it's really amazing to see the amount of people that are impacted. And because of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and our coaches that are amazing, they put us in front of people that typically won't get to hear the gospel this way. They don't go to church. And so we turn these locker rooms into like small groups, you know, we turn these fields into sanctuaries, and God shows up and does what he does.
Well, I know you've got a busy night ahead of you tonight, and I'll be praying for you as you stand once again over 400 kids here tonight that are going to get to hear the gospel.
Well, thank you. You just warm me up thinking about what the Lord does and how he does it. And, you know, thanks for doing what you do.
God bless you. Coach Greg Harper from Williston, welcome to The Shepherd.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
This is exciting. When you look at all of the people that are gathered here tonight, and of course it's the start, all football season's almost here. What did your guys think when they pull up and they see these tents and all these Sonny's vans and all the food? That's quite a spread out there.
Well, I know they're excited about the food. We just came straight from practice. I threw them on the bus and brought them over, so they definitely were hungry. So I know they enjoyed the meal, and we appreciate it.
Tell us a little bit about your experience in Williston with FCA.
I've only been there 6 months. So I'm just starting to get my feet a little wet. Didn't get a chance to really get into it. But we're trying to make sure that our FCA group there is strong. My daughter's moving over with us, and I know she's going to be involved with it. So we're just trying to get making sure these guys get that side of it. You know, we're a three-part being, body, soul, and spirit. And we got to make sure we take care of our spirit just as much as we do our bodies and our mind.
What is the mood on the campus this year, on the high school campus, with all the things that's gone on with the pandemic and all? How are the kids doing?
Our football kids seem fine. We start regular school on Tuesday, so then we'll get a feel for the rest of them. But I know everybody's still a little anxious about all the news. I try not to watch too much of it, and, you know, it just all of it getting into your head takes up too much space in there. So we'll roll with it day to day.
Well, it's great to talk with you, and we wish you the very best.
Thank you, sir.
Happy to be talking to Coach Monty Van from Seven Rivers Christian. Where are you guys located?
We're in the Lecanto area, so we're between Crystal River and Citrus High School in Lecanto, Florida, right there in Citrus County.
This is an unusual meeting, isn't it?
Absolutely, but it's also good that you see in guys that are taking steps of faith to say, hey, no matter what the circumstances, we're going to show up.
And they're showing up and enthusiastically, of course, Sonny's Barbecue. You take football, you take barbecue. It's a great combination.
It's a great combination, especially high school boys. He throws some food at them. My guys just got done with practice, so they're all fired up to just be here in this community.
Now, how long have you been in coaching?
I've been coaching since 2000. I was coaching out in Texas for about 7 years, California for 2 years, and I've been in Florida since 2009.
What do you like the most about working with young guys in this day and age?
Just make an impact on young men. So many of our guys, just, you know, they're at that age between 13 and 17, 18 years old, and it's that developmental stage. And then just watching their light bulb turn on, not just in the game of football, but in the game of life. You know, watching them going, oh, I got to stay on top of my homework. Or, oh, I got to respect my teachers. And just seeing that light bulb come on, that's what coaching's about.
That's an awesome privilege that a coach will have, because these kids are at a formative time in their life, really enjoying experiences that will happen in these very short years, this span of life. And then to be able to be at a place like a Christian school and to have a football experience on top of all of that, it's very special. How do you see FCA integrating into the lives of your players and the school itself?
FCA is huge with our guys. Yes, we are at a Christian school. Yes, there's Bible class, chapel, and all that stuff. But for our athletes and our football players, it gives them a place to just walk out their faith. There's so many times these guys, you know, they get caught up in church life and school life and all that stuff. But FCA is an active place to go, okay, this is who I am as a, not as an athlete, but as a Christian athlete. And I think FCA, for me in college, was such an integral part of my life. And watching it in my son's life and also the guys who are playing and seeing how FCA is so important to our team's life. You know, I think this event right here, when it came out, I'm sitting there going, man, this is the perfect event to kind of end our camp, because tomorrow, of course, is our last day of camp. And I'm sitting there going, this is like the PAT. This is the cream on the top here. So
that's well said, Coach Van. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Another great school in the Gainesville area is P.K. Young. I've got Director of Operations for the program, Marcus McDonald, with us here. Welcome to the Shepherd.
Thank you for having me.
What does this mean to you and your players?
It means a lot. You know, I had FCA growing up, you know, as a high school, middle school football player. I actually had the opportunity to go to an FCA function just like this a few years ago when I coached at Newberry, and saw the speaker. And he was electric. And when I saw his face on the poster and saw what Noah was putting together for us tonight, I knew that we had to be here.
I know the kids, they're always excited to get free food. And this is really a great spread out there. I mean, Sonny's is, they've laid it on royal, haven't they?
Yes, we always love working with Sonny's. They've been great to us the 3 years I was head coach. We're looking forward to working with them again this year. They're always providing things for us, doing right by us. You know, they're great. Y'all need to go see them. Great people and great food.
Tell us about the impact that FCA brings to P.K. Young.
It's huge. You know, for us, like I said, the big thing was is when I sent out the email to the parents that we were going to be, you know, coming to this event, I had a mom email me back directly saying, you know, she went to P.K. and she was a lifer there. And she said they had FCA when she was in school. And why don't we have, you know, FCA now? For all sports, you know, as a club, and when I got that email, I immediately got in contact with Noah and said, look, there's a want for this. People want this on our campus again. So, just knowing that it opened up one person's life again to something that was beneficial to them, you know, it's a connection that gets made that normally doesn't get made if you don't take that leap. So I'm happy about that.
I'm really happy to hear that too, Marcus, because when you think about it, one parent's involvement, one parent's request can be a game changer, literally, no pun intended, but a game changer for an entire school.
Yeah, absolutely. In the world of coaching, you know, sometimes we try to prepare, we over-prepare, and what we do sometimes, what we call chasing ghosts. You know, you don't know, you're the devil that you don't know, so to speak. And sometimes we don't know what we don't know. And so when a parent, you know, something comes into your life and it's something that you didn't know, that's good because now you're informed. You know, so now that we're informed at PK, we're gonna get us an SCA program on our campus and try to benefit as many student athletes as we possibly can.
You know, Noah Wilbanks is doing a great job with FCA, and his heart, his vision, his love for God, it's quite infectious, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. When he came through the last year, and, you know, with so much going on with the pandemic and not knowing if we're going to have a season and all those things, every time he came through, he just interjected and uplifted our guys. He uplifted myself. I mean, it was supposed to be a 15-minute quick message, and we ended up having church, you know, and it was just so beneficial, so soul-fulfilling. And then the young man that he put on us, his name escapes you right now, Travell. Travell is a PK graduate, and so he became, you know, one of our mentors as well on the days where, you know, him and Noah would kind of trade out. And it was great to have that young man, someone closer to the kids' age, who came through the same school that they came through and know the things that they deal with, to come and talk to them and stuff. So just the impact of FCA has been tremendous.
What are you looking for this year to be like at PK Young? With, we are looking at a pandemic that just won't go away, and the fears that a lot of young people go through, and we've already talked to others tonight about just the impact social media brings into their lives. What are you anticipating this school year to be like?
Well, I don't want to speak on behalf of anybody at the school as in the form of leadership. You know, I am an assistant principal there and all that, but I don't want to speak on anybody else's behalf. But, I mean, we are a developmental research school. I think that says we believe in science. We're going to follow the science. We're not going to worry about fear. We're not going to worry about what people are putting out there, rhetoric and things like that. We're going to follow what the scientists say.
Well, we wish you the very best and an exciting life. And I'm really excited that FCA may have a greater presence on PK Young.
Excellent. Thank you, guys. This is a great church here. I used to live down the street, actually, and I would drive by here a few times and never really, you know, had the opportunity to stop in. So it's great to be inside this building, surrounded by so many young men who are here to, you know, I promise you this. I'll say this. My prediction for tonight is there's going to be a lot of young men probably give their lives to God for the first time, or maybe even a fourth or fifth time after having, you know, lost their way a little bit. And that's really what it's all about.
Well, we're excited about these speakers. They're dynamic, without a doubt. And we wish you the very best and a successful year for PK Young.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
What a privilege to have Dean Lindsay here. Dean is a supporter like many people. How did you come about loving FCA as you do?
I was introduced to it through my son, Justin, in Miami, where I met Noah for the first time. My son was on the board, and I was just blown away at how many kids they were helping. They invited us to a breakfast, and I was just, the testimonies from the kids, the coaches, it was absolutely heart-wrenching. Mm. And, you know, my son had been doing it for years. So, of course, then I became friends with Noah. And then when he moved to Gainesville, that's where I'm living for the last 40 years. So I immediately reached out to him and said, I need to be involved in any way, shape, or form.
You know, that is so exciting, and it is inspirational to me. That's what FCA really is.
That's why it's successful.
Yes.
I just heard your last interview, and he made a comment about, doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, doesn't matter what walk of life, that's the whole key. You got to believe in God, and everything will work out for you.
Well, I want to thank you for being with us and giving us this really unique insight. Thank you so much, Dean Lindsay. And that wraps up our coverage of the FCA kickoff night. So grateful. Thank you, Noah Wilbanks, and the entire team at FCA in North Central Florida for the wonderful work you're doing. This coming weekend is a big one for Journey Church in Orlando. We'll be back with them in just a moment. Hey, we all know in business that one of the hardest things to really get right is your social media advertising. We all struggle with this, but I'm here to tell you a little secret that will make the problem simply go away. Boundless Drone Services. They take away all the stress. Brian Fay and his team are ready to help you create awesome video content of your next corporate event, training, or educational video. Boundless Drone Services. Contact them today. BoundlessDroneServices.com.
An honor today to have a guest in the studio with me. This is Pastor Joey Salazar from the Journey Church. This weekend, on Sunday, this church, we've had Pastor JJ here. You guys are experiencing a dynamic day this coming Sunday. Tell us about it. First of all, welcome to my program.
Absolutely. No, it's an honor to be here. Thank you so much for this opportunity. This Sunday, we have our official grand opening. And so God gave us the opportunity earlier this year to acquire a new property. And we've gone in and continued to work on it, renovations and getting our teams ready. We've been meeting there since May, but this Sunday is now officially our grand opening. And we're also launching a third service as well. So a lot of exciting things happening.
Now, it's not uncommon at all for people to hear about a church plant or a grand opening of a church building. But most of our residents in the whole Orlando area would be familiar with what was called the Hi-Li Building, right on 1792, not too terribly far south from 436. That building stood there for many years as kind of like the Hi-Li Building. That, and people would have noticed it. If they've not been up there recently, it looks somewhat different now.
It does. It got a makeover on the outside. Yeah. Got some paint, some makeup there. And then also on the inside, it doesn't look the same anymore.
Wow. So congratulations on obtaining the building.
Thank you.
And I know you got it on like a long-term lease agreement or something like that.
That is correct.
It is your guys 100% of the time use of that facility. And now this particular day, you've been there, you mentioned this already for a number of months since May, but the church has been around a lot longer than that.
Absolutely. So we, you know, this year in September, we'll be turning 5 years as a ministry. This ministry began in a backyard. From there, launched into the community center with a couple of gatherings there and other small locations. We officially launched at Winter Park High School, and that was an incredible experience to be there and just kind of see everything that we had worked hard on working, just getting ready for now in person and happening. From there, we've also, you know, gone to a couple of other locations for different reasons. We met at Calvary Orlando for a season. We met, you know, during COVID and during the quarantine, we were meeting via studios and just doing live recordings and things like that. We were even at another school, Trinity Preparatory School. And we've been in a couple of places, but it's cool to finally be able to have our own place now.
I know it is. And from when Pastor J.J. Vasquez was up here with us, he told us his story of how God just really dealt with him, his wife, their family, losing a child. All of that just really made a deep mark in this man, and I just loved him from the get-go. He has a heart for God. Yes. You guys have a heart for ministry to people, to families, to everybody, and to realize that the Lord has given you such favor to come in and take such a place. I mean, this is really, I believe, going to be a moving and a shaking building this coming Sunday morning.
Absolutely. No, I'm thankful for Pastor JJ, Pastor Liz. They're incredible leaders. Their vision is amazing. It's huge, but also just their heart and their character really does make it easy to follow them. Men and women of integrity, they just light up any room they walk into, and they just make everybody around them better. And so it's been a joy being here for almost 5 years now, and just being able to see all that we've been able to accomplish. We don't have too many years under all of our belts in ministry. We're all fairly young, but it's awesome to see what God does with just anybody who's available and willing.
Now, while we're on Pastor JJ for a moment, and I am talking today, friends, if you just tuned in, to Pastor Joey Salazar from Journey, I understand that he just recently spoke to the Assemblies of God big gathering, the General Council, down at the Orlando Civic Center, the Convention Center, not Civic Center, the Convention Center. That had to be a big deal for you guys, as I know it would have been for JJ.
Absolutely. We were really proud of just this opportunity that God had given us and given him to just be able to be on this platform. But what's really cool is that, you know, as our family and our staff was there to support him, he was honestly, it was the same person, just the venue changed, you know, but that's him. Like, he just preaches every Sunday with everything that he has. You're just completely engaged when he's preaching, the illustrations, the heart, you know, provoking questions that he's making and how God uses him. And so it's weird because, like, it's the same person. The only thing that really changed was the venue. But I'm just thankful for the message that God gave him that day. We were all like leaning in and we were all receiving. And it was just really cool to see how God used him that day.
Well, this week, the big, it's going to be three services this coming Sunday morning.
That is correct.
Give us those details.
Absolutely. So this Sunday on our grand opening, we're also launching our third service. And so with that comes all new service times. And so now they will be at 9 a.m., 10:30 a.m., 12 noon. Mm. And then online, it's those same times, except we have an additional service in the evening, 6 p.m.
Wow. This is going to be a big day for all of you. You're going to have to get a good night's rest the night before,
absolutely,
man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's the Holy Spirit and a little bit of coffee.
That's right. Thank God for coffee, the gift of caffeine. Yes, it is. I really appreciate it as well. Tell me a little bit about what people can expect this Sunday.
Absolutely. Well, this Sunday, you're going to get onto the property. You're going to see some of the friendliest people you ever meet. We have an incredible group of volunteers we call the Dream Team, and they'll be welcoming you. They'll be creating a welcoming environment. There'll be some music in the lobby. You'll come in and experience some free refreshments, and that's every Sunday as well. We have an incredible, safe, and fun space for kids as well, for anybody with families. And then we'll kick off with some worship, some really just dynamic and just modern music as well. And then we'll get to the message, and Pastor JJ will for sure going to bring just a powerful message that day that really just preaches to your Monday as well. So mm-hmm. it's not just something you feel in the moment, but it's something you can take away and live throughout the week as well. And so that's some of what you can expect this Sunday.
Now, you've already been doing two services on Sunday, right?
That is correct.
So you're adding a third one this week. What's that like for you?
We've been preparing for this for several months. We've been talking about it in staff. We've been talking about it with our teams, just multiplying our team members and what that service opportunity looks like. It just comes with change, comes with growth, and we're just excited for what's going to happen.
A lot of people, when they hear about multiple services on a Sunday morning, they always ask the same question. Does the pastor preach the exact same sermon?
Yeah.
And he'll be doing that, but it will be a little different, right?
Sure. Sure. Yeah. It's going to be the same service, same song, same message. Uh-huh. It might be a little different, but yeah, it'll be the same topics for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. When JJ was here, Pastor JJ mentioned, he said, now, if you're going to come, you got to be ready for the fact that the music is going to be maybe a little bit louder than what you're used to.
Absolutely. Yeah. We like to turn up the volume for sure.
Oh, okay. So it's going to be cranking. It's going to be fun. And the ministries, you have ministries for kids. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So Journey Kids is available in all of our services. And I just love that we don't see it just as babysitting, but honestly, it's leadership development. And so we challenge our kids and we create a fun and fun and just a clean space for our kids to grow up in. And everything, you know, all the classes are appropriately aged, you know, mm-hmm. and just taken care of. And it's the same message, but tailored to every particular age group. And so it's a lot of fun.
You know, when you think about the day in which we live, you mentioned safe earlier, use that word. How are you guys dealing right now with all the COVID stuff and all the protocols?
Absolutely. So we follow all the CDC guidelines. We keep our doors open. So you try to not have to really touch anything. Everything gets cleaned between services, even in the kids' space as well. All the toys and tables and chairs all gets cleaned out. We provide masks and we provide hand sanitizers available as well, all mm-hmm. there. One of the benefits of adding a third service too is that you'll be able to not only create another additional attendance time, but also you can now get spaced out. You can sit a little bit further apart. You can kind of create some space in the auditorium and not maybe sit as close to somebody if you don't want to as well.
What would you say? You've been now here almost since the beginning of the Church of Journey that did begin, as you mentioned, a very small way with Pastor JJ and his wife, and you are now a part of this, and you're seeing this over 5 years grow to where it is now. What's that journey been like for you? Pardon the pun.
No, of course. I think it's an incredible reminder of what God can do through someone who's just simply available and willing. And to be able to see it come as far as it has, or be able to see some of the accomplishments that we've been able to do. It's an incredible reminder of God's faithfulness, and just to also never stop believing, dreaming, and just believing God for greater things mm-hmm. as well. And so we have an incredible lead pastor who has an incredible vision. And you know what? Let's you know, our staff is there to support that vision and make it happen as well. And so with God's favor and our obedience, it's just been really cool to see it. I'm not the same person as well when I came into this ministry, and I've grown and I've been able to learn so many things, and I've been able to accomplish a couple of things too because of just the environment that we've been able to create, God's, you know, direction that we've been able to follow. And so we're definitely not the same, you know, we're not the same level, same people anymore. We've just continued just pursuing God and just doing whatever he's asking us to do next.
It seems like there are a lot of young families that are part of Journey.
For sure. For sure. For sure. Just even this past Sunday, we had child dedication Sunday, and we dedicated maybe like 10 or 11 children. And Pastor JJ even joked around as far as saying, you know, there's two ways to grow a church. You can invite your friends or have some babies.
That's right.
And so, yeah, we definitely
church
have
growth.
Church growth 101. Absolutely.
That's right. I love that. And that is a fun reality. And you have a church where the young couples are coming. And that obviously just makes for a group of people that really love fellowship. They really love to get together and learn from each other as well.
Yes.
And so you guys obviously have a lot of teaching that's aimed for careers and how to walk the walk of the gospel.
Absolutely.
As a young couple.
Absolutely. We have small groups as well within our church. And so church doesn't end necessarily on Sunday. The conversation can continue throughout the week. And then we have all types of small groups too. So you might have your recreational ones where it's you're playing basketball or you're playing tennis, and maybe like somewhere in between the game, you're saying a verse and you're praying. But then we also have some Bible theology small groups. And then we have marriage as well, relationships. So my wife and I, for the last several semesters, we've been leading small groups for marriages, and something we're just absolutely passionate about. And we want to just inspire and give hope and practical tips and resources to couples that, whether you're starting out or you've been in this for a while and just need to be reminded about a couple of things, you know, all that to say that you can find a group that best fits you.
Mm. That sounds wonderful. And you spend time in one of our other cities in Gainesville.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So Gainesville, Florida, I'm originally from Texas, and I had heard of an internship that would allow you to accomplish 2 years of Bible school in only 9 months. And so when I heard of this opportunity, I was like, yeah, that's a no-brainer. I'm going to go over there. The only people I knew who lived in Florida at that time was my Bible school director, who was doing this internship, and Mickey Mouse. That's all I knew.
You knew Mickey.
That's
well, there
all
you
I
go.
Knew. And so I came over here to be able to do this studies. And then I ended up staying a little bit longer than 9 months. And God had some other plans. But I met my wife there in Gainesville as well. And just incredible, incredible church that we were able to be a part of. But yeah, we were there. I did my internship there. We served the church there at Ignite Life Center. I remember for my evangelism class, we didn't have like a written test. Our test in my internship was to go to the campus of University of Florida and win some people for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my, that was going to be my test that day.
Wow.
And so it was just an incredible experience overall.
Well, it's really great to see people get involved, have a heart to see lives change. And that's what I know all of our churches in the area. But this is a very important, a very special day for Journey Church. We're so glad that you came by. How can people learn more on the web about you guys?
Absolutely. You can find us on social media at the handle at JourneyORL or on our website at JourneyORL.com.
Journey
O-R-L.
O-R-L.com. And the times again are 9.
10:30 and 12 noon.
And that again is on 1792. This would be the old Hi-Li building for all Gaines, for all of the Orlando people that would remember that name. That's where it is. It's up just south of where 436 crosses over. And it's really great to have you here, Pastor Joy. We have to have you back so we can talk more about you and your background and all of that.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Love to have that. And that's about all of our time for today, friends. Thank you for being here today on Afternoons with Mike. We'll see you next time on The Shepherd.